With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Federal Reserve will announce its decision on interest rates soon. Meanwhile, U.S. economic growth rebounded in the second quarter of 2025, largely due to the unwinding of a surge of imports triggered by President Trump's tariffs. Reporter Bernie Bennett has more.
U.S. gross domestic product, or GDP, expanded an annualized rate of 3% between April and June after falling 0.5% in the first quarter of the year, according to data released Wednesday by the Bureau of Economic Analysis, or BEA. The BEA said the increase came primarily due to a decline in imports, which detract from GDP and surged during the first quarter ahead of President Trump's tariffs. Imports fell in the following 3 months as companies braced for the imposition of new taxes. Economists cautioned Wednesday against reading too much into the headline number. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Correspondent Ben Thomas reports on that monster earthquake that hit Russia.
Tsunami warning sirens in Honolulu Tuesday evening, where people sought higher ground after an 8.8 magnitude earthquake struck near Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula. Damage and evacuations were reported in Russian regions nearest the epicenter, and the local governor reported the first tsunami hit the main settlement on Russia's Kuril Islands.
And the worst now appears to have passed for many areas, including the U.S., Japan, and the affected parts of Russia. Residents in the southeast have been sweltering in the summertime heat. Forecasters urging residents to limit being outside if possible and to hydrate. Slightly cooler weather toward the end of the week. Two girls and an adult missing since a massive explosion at a Nebraska biofuels plant are dead. It happened Tuesday at Horizon Biofuels in Fremont. The Dow up 51 points, the NASDAQ adding 102. This is SRN News. A new poll asks pastors about politics.
The Lifeway Research Survey wanted to know how many Protestant pastors were experiencing conflict in their churches over political matters. Amongst mainline Protestant clergy, 31% say politics has been causing problems in their congregation. But for evangelical pastors, the percentage drops to 9%, as it does for pastors of black churches. The numbers seem to suggest that politics might not be as big a problem as many observers fear. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Catholicism is on the wane in the Canadian province of Quebec, where it once dominated. Today, dozens of churches have been transformed into everything from gyms and restaurants to museums and luxury apartments. The rate of regular church attendance among Quebec's Catholics has plunged from one of the highest in Canada to one of the lowest, as religious faith and is in general declines across the entire country. This is SRN News. A government spokesman in Pakistan says German biathlon champion Laura Dahlmeier has died on a mountain peak in northern Pakistan after a climbing accident, and that efforts are underway to retrieve her body. The Olympic gold medalist was climbing Layla Peak when she was struck by falling rocks. Australia will ban YouTube accounts for youth under the age of 16.
The online watchdog, Australia's online watchdog, has done some research. They came to the government saying, look, about 4 in 10, 10 to 15-year-olds have been harmed by material on the video sharing platform, and urged the government to reconsider this exemption, which they have now announced they will do. But of course, Google, who owns YouTube, is across about this. They have said that it's not a social media platform. They've also threatened legal action.
BBC correspondent Katie Watson. More details at srnnews.com.